right here. I hope you'll stay right here, and that being 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. My name's Mike Murphy, and got another hour with you. So thanks for making KKFI a part of your morning, and you really do need to keep it locked in here because there's such great, stimulating, and informative programming going on all day. All day. So do keep it here. After this program ends, of course, Workers Independent News and Democracy Now! Starting at 8 o'clock. So you got that going for you. And speaking of what we have going for us, we have Mr. Craig Wolf here in the studio. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming in this morning. I really appreciate you coming in.
You bet.
This is an early hour to get up and play music for folks, so I really appreciate the effort.
It may be the earliest I've actually sung into a microphone, so, but glad to do it.
All right, well, thank you. So, Craig, you're part of the band Solar.
Yes.
Tell us about Solar.
Well, it's S-O-U-L-A-R, which kind of combines the name of the group, combines the concepts of, you know, solar energy, renewable energy, as well as Solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, meaning it. This movement really has to do with the spiritual progression on the planet. And we are struggling desperately on the planet to get things figured out and to get things right. So that's how Solar got its name. Solar is myself and Randy Deitch, bass player that I played with many years ago, and when we got together to form this little duo, we just took back up where we left off and kept on going. And we tend now to play more for things that are politically involved, especially with regard to climate change, the climate crisis. And so that's kind of our shtick is we want to move hearts and minds as well as the political arena because our biggest struggle is we've got to get climate deniers out of the role of making our political decisions in houses of legislature. It's really critical. And we're probably the only country on the planet that it's a major power where there's so many climate deniers, they just refuse for whatever reason. And later on we can talk about the reasons. But anyway, so that's what motivates me.
All right. Okay. So you were motivated enough to get up and come in here this morning and bring your guitar.
Yeah.
So why don't you do something for us?
Okay, I'll do what could be called our theme song. It's called Solar Prayer, spelled the correct way, S-O-L-A-R. And it is a prayer that is a simple prayer, and it's a prayer to the sun. Sun of our earth, give us food and warmth to grow. And sun for the children, give them the time to know. And sun by day, light the truth so we might learn. And sun of our darkest nights, give us faith for your return. And sun of our soul, give us wisdom from above. And son of our hearts, oh, fill
Very nice, Craig.
A little prayer to start the day.
Solar prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us about, you got a couple of events coming up.
Yeah, one is Friday the 25th. Is that, you got a calendar where you could confirm that?
Well, let's see. Yeah, that would be the 20th. Okay. Friday is the 25th, yeah.
September 25th at the Uptown Arts Bar. Greg Patterson, the owner of the Arts Bar, he really wants to do something about climate change. So he's, you know, everybody does, that's really a believer, they do what they can from whatever tools are in their particular tool belt. And so he owns the Arts Bar, and so he wants to use the Arts Bar to create events. And that's a wonderful place. If you've never been there, Jiminy, it has all kinds of art. It is truly an Arts Bar, very, very unusual. There's no place like it anywhere around. But this is going to be an event on climate change, and probably the headliner for the event is going to be I can't remember his name, but he's a representative from the Catholic Church. And of course, what is groundbreaking information these days in the struggle, in the battle to minimize the negative impacts of the climate crisis is that the Pope Francis has come out with an encyclical which lays out the moral imperative for us silly humans on this wonderful, wonderful planet, this miracle of a place, that we need to take care of the planet, that climate change is a giant threat, and that if you are spiritual or religious, you have a moral imperative to do the right thing. And right now, we're not doing the right thing. So I'm real anxious to hear what this gentleman from the Catholic Church will tell us about the Pope's encyclical. It is hopefully a game changer, because if there is anything that is needed, it's organizations as powerful as the church, the spiritual community, the religious community, to get on board and insist that we don't let things go to hell in a handbasket with regard to the planet. So that's that event, and Solar will be there. Winston Apple, who's also a musician, and he's also with the Sierra Club on the Missouri side. I'm with the Sierra Club on the Kansas side. He will also be there, and we'll all be playing some music. But I think the headliner for this thing is going to be the representative from the Catholic Church.
All right. And again, that's a week from Friday.
Yep.
And Solar will be performing, and also Winston Apple. Winston Apple performed during this summer concert series. It's probably a couple months ago now that he performed live here. And since then, he's had bypass surgery. Is that right?
That's right. So, on his birthday, he woke up and he said, "Wow, this feels kind of weird. I think I'll get on my computer and see what this looks like." And so he said it looked like a heart attack. And so he went down and had bypass surgery. And if you're going to have a heart attack, that's the best way to have a heart attack.
Really? Well, I wouldn't be nervous, Craig. I don't think it had anything to do with his appearance on this show.
Hey, okay. Well, yeah. I feel better now.
Yeah. I know you're working on changing hearts and minds, and
he changed his heart right away.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he'll have a lot more energy, which is a frightening thing, because he's got plenty of energy already, and so We're increasingly working together on projects. He's been trained by the Climate Reality Project, which is Al Gore's group that trains trainers to talk to folk about the climate crisis. And in fact, later this month, the last 3 days of this month, I'll be going down to Miami to also be trained by the Climate Reality Project on climate change, the climate crisis, what we should be doing about it, how we should be fighting the battle, et cetera. So I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. Well, how about another song?
Okay. This song is about change, and it kind of asks the question, how should we be doing this? What should we change? And it's called Book of the Heart. These are the times of the changes to come. And you say, but where shall I start? Begin with the pages inside of you. You must read from the book of your heart. You must look to the book of your heart. Mountains mighty forests, farmlands rich with grain. But will our children know them? Will they be the same? Will you and I leave proudly or in shame? But you say I'm just one who waits too great to bear. And I say we are all one, the weight we all must share. We've but to heed the great ones everywhere. Oh, please, the stakes are so great. Do we care? Shall we dare? Have love you can be, love you can sing, love sing, I am, I am. Have love you can hold, love you can sing, love sing, I am, I am. Only you can say I'll change it. The help from a little change of heart. Results are guaranteed if each one plays their part. And now she cries to warn us, you're not so smart. Her back's against the wall, it's time to start. Change the heart, change the heart. Love sing, I am, I am. Have a love you can hold, love you can sing, love sing, I am, I am. Only you can say I'll change it. No one else to arrange it. Only you can say I'll change it. No one else. Times of the changes to come. These are the times of the changes to come. These come. These are the times. These are the times. Yes, these are the times of the changes to come. And I have found where I'll start. Oh, I will start with the pages inside of me. I shall look to the book of my heart. I shall live from the book of my heart.
Very nice, Craig. Craig Wolf here in the studio performing live. So, Craig, you write these songs.
You betcha.
So tell us a little bit about that process. Is it, do you sit down and say, all right, I'm going to write a song, or is there something come to you while you're driving or in the shower? Or?
Well, that particular song, I was sitting at the edge of my bed and was just playing my guitar and was kind of sleepy, and I kind of dozed, and a line just came through with the music, and it just kind of like, there it was, you know. Other times I will just have an idea that I say, here's a topic I want to write about, and I know kind of what I want it to sound like, and then you kind of work into it. Another song that is the latest thing that I've written actually started out as a video, and so I had the idea for the video, and I'll play that song a little later. And the video is set in the year 2068, and climate change has proven to be real, and we acted, but we acted far too late, and the world is in a desperate state. And it's the song about actually that my daughter is the star of the video, although it's not her that plays it because she's very old at the time, and she is filled with sorrow and regret, wishing that they had done more, and she's talking to her granddaughter saying, I'm so sorry that this has happened, that you have to live your young life in this world, and that that we didn't do more. She's just so filled with regret that things went to hell in a handbasket, and it's too late for anything to be done now. The cake has been baked. And I'd like to riff on what that cake looks like and why we all need to, especially folks that are listening on this radio station, because you are the progressives. What does it look like when the oceans have risen and population centers, commercial centers, have to move because they're being flooded all around the planet? What does it look like when 40% of the world that relies on melting ice for their water, what happens when those people don't have any more water? What does it look like on the planet when what we've relied on in the breadbasket of the nations around the world, that you can't grow food anymore? What does that look like? Well, what that actually is a extinction event. And not every species will die on the planet, but it will be horrendous. And for us as humans, the worst thing about it is that civilization will be in chaos, and it will be survival of the fittest. And golly, is that horrendous Mad Max movie what we are choosing to leave our children and grandchildren and their children? And I just refuse to accept that. And the sad part about, well, it's my own personal thing, but you and I, Mike, we won't be around to see how that book turns out, because you and I will be gone. It's the younger generation. So if you're a younger generation person out there, step up and get involved and make a difference, because it's going to be your planet.
All right. Well said. So you got a song along those lines?
Yeah. So this song has three chapters to it. It was so beautiful. I'm so sorry. And I wish we could have done more. It's called The Last Journal Entry of Angela Christina Summers. It is time I said goodbye. It is time I said goodbye. But I want to tell you, yes, I need to tell you. Oh, I want to tell you now. And it was so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. Oh, I am so tell you now that it was so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. It is time I said goodbye.
All right, Craig Wolf performing live in our studio this morning. That's a really powerful song, Craig.
Thank you.
And Craig and his band Solar will be performing at the Uptown Arts Bar a week from Friday, along with Winston Apple, as part of a climate change awareness event. Also, you mentioned, Craig, you've got something coming up in October.
Yeah, the Heartland Renewable Energy Society, an organization that I'm also involved with, and the Sierra Club on both sides of the state line, And other groups are going to be sponsoring an event that talks about the road to Paris and in December. And what is happening in December is the climate conference, the World Climate Conference. And this is one of the very large chances for there to be significant action taken on a world level around the climate crisis. And it will not be easy. There is lots of disagreement. There is lots of political posturing. The fossil fuel industry is fighting us. But back to the event on Saturday, October 20th, it will be at the Discovery Center. I think the time is 6:45 to 8:30, and it will be a multimedia presentation. We will be talking about what people can do. That will be our big message. I mean, we talk so much. Oh, this guy is falling, and you know, it's going to be horrible, but that doesn't do any good unless you follow that up with, and folks, here is what you can do. Scratch that can. Here is what you must do to stop this climate monster from ruining this miracle that has been created by the universe, by God, whatever you want to call it. But it is truly a miracle. But what we need to be able to tell people is, what can I do? What shall I do? And some of the things that we'll be talking about is we've got to get climate deniers out of the decision-making process. They're doing it because the climate deniers are doing that because they don't know any better, or they've been bought by the Cokes and the fossil fuel industry, or they are anti-science and don't believe 97% of climate scientists who say, we got a problem, folks, we need to do something about it.
Okay, so that's October 20th.
October 20th.
At the Discovery Center, which is on Truce, the Anita B. Gorman Discovery Center.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hoping I can get you to do one more song before our time is up here, which is in just a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll do it.
And thank you so much again.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike. You know, anytime you need me, I'll be there. So this is a song that is kind of a hopeful song. Talks about love. Talks about a mountain in which there are many ways to view the mountain, and we tend to only view it from one side when, in fact, the mountain has many sides. Roads to the Mountain.
There are roads to the mountain and 10,000 ways to start. All the same, oh, we'll vary. Choose the ones that feed your heart. 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 Should your path appear clouded and your worry gives way to fear, hold your faith in your life. Trust the winds that carried you here. Trust the winds that carried you here. Trust the winds that carried you here. was the winds that carried you here. There's a seed in your heart. Set it free, let it grow. Set sail our dawning to start. Let our voyage cause the world to know of hope and peace for tomorrow. If today we fill with song, walk away from your sorrow. Keep your love growing strong. Keep your love growing strong. Keep your love growing strong. Keep your love.
Craig Wolf, thank you so much.